Marlborough fish farmer King Salmon is optimistic its bid to move into the Cook Strait will win over the company's critics. The NZX listed company has applied for a resource consent to set up a site in deeper, cooler waters to counter warming sea temperatures and improve harvest volumes. But opposition may come from environmentalists and recreational fishers who argue fish farms cause damage to the areas around them. Chief Executive Grant Rosewarne says the move will help it cope with climate change, but it's too early to say what it could mean for the company's bottom line.
Yep, the upside is fantastic, but I have to stress that we haven't got the consent yet. We haven't actually done this yet. We believe we can do it. We believe the technology is there. We've got quotes in from companies willing to supply the equipment. That's always a good sign. So all the ingredients are there, but it's not proven. And I can't guarantee the date because it's in the hands of the Marlborough District Council and the commissioners that they will ultimately appoint.
So that consent process, have you been given a time frame on that?
Well, the standard timing process would suggest November, but if things go badly, it could go out until 2 years after that, for example. And even then, you know, I can't say what the outcome might be. You know, the outcome might be disappointing and they might say no. We can't think why they would say that. Certainly, many of those that have opposed us being in the Sounds have suggested we should go out in the open ocean. So now that we're doing that very thing, we hope to enjoy their support.
And that's King Salmon Chief Executive Grant Rosewarne talking to Kim Savage.